It's time to play Breakfast for Your Brain.
On 94.3 Cat Country.
Good morning, 6:39. It's Aaron and Matt in the morning, giving you a chance to win a $15 gift certificate to Oscar's Classic Diner in Jefferson City if you can answer today's trivia question.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which will go on this year without live spectators, abandoned one of its earliest traditions back in 1932. What was it? Let's head to the cat lines.
The hot air balloon, the pretty range. That's the tradition they didn't have back then.
Santa Claus? Was it having live animals in this parade?
They didn't have helium in them.
Nope. Good guesses. Incorrect, though. 893-9494 if you want to take a guess. That question again.
All right, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade going on tomorrow, again this year, but without live spectators. The parade abandoned one of its earliest traditions way back in 1932. What was it?
We will throw out a hint. It does have to do with the balloons. Good enough?
Yeah, that's a good hint. I like that.
All right. 893-9494. If you want to take a guess, it's Breakfast for Your Brain. Good luck from Cat Country. Playing a round of Breakfast for Your Brain. Up for grabs, a $15 gift certificate to Oscar's Classic Diner. That is, if you can answer this question.
Of course, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. That means the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade taking place tomorrow, but going to be a little different with no live spectators. But the parade abandoned one of its earliest traditions back in 1932. What was it?
Let's head to the cat lines.
Was 1932 when they quit releasing the balloons?
There you go. Yeah, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to go on this year without live spectators. It abandoned one of its earliest traditions back in 1932, and that's when they actually let the balloons go into the sky at the end of the parade. Congratulations. What's your name?
Mark.
What do you think about that?
I think it was crazy, but apparently they used to give a reward if you found it later, too. So it was all kinds of excitement about the whole thing. So.
Oh, man. That's kind of Willy Wonka-ish. I love it. Well, congratulations. You walk away with a $15 gift certificate to Oscar's Classic Diner.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And what really actually stopped the tradition was when a plane got tangled up in one of the balloons and nearly crashed.
That's a good reason to stop it. I mean,
I would say so, but I just keep thinking those balloons are huge. I'd like to be the one who, you know, who sat in the boardroom and listened, like they'll fly on the wall to, you know, who thought it was a good idea to release them at the end of the parade.
And it probably was, they're not cheap to make or produce or get ready. And it's like, yeah, you just waste all that money each year.
They probably weren't as big as they are now, but I'm sure they were still pretty substantial. So, yeah, kind of crazy when you think about it, though. Breakfast for Your Brain questions and answers. We've got them for you at 943cat.com.